Welcome to the Ozaki Family Wellness Podcast. Each episode is meant to inform you and empower you with knowledge and actionable steps to improve your health and wellness. You will enjoy quick wellness tips, parenting resources, and learn about local businesses that are here to support you on your wellness journey. Your host, Dr. Camille Berger, is here to encourage and guide you. We hope you enjoy this week's episode.
Hello, hello. Today is story time. So as we're coming up, I'm recording the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I know you all will be hearing this after Thanksgiving, but I really have been thinking about the holiday season in which I was pregnant with our second child, Jonah. And this was a very interesting time for me because I was pregnant in chiropractic school and I was doing all the things to be the healthiest I could be. I was getting adjusted. I was eating really healthy. I was moving my body. I was practicing mindfulness. I thought I was killing it. You guys, I was like, I have never been this healthy. I was preparing for a VBAC, so I was taking these birth classes, and I was really focusing on all the things I was supposed to be focusing on. And then a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, I was diagnosed with gestational diabetes. And this was so hard for me. I was in denial. I was like, no, this isn't real because I have none of the risk factors and I'm young and I'm healthy and I'm eating well and I move my body and I take care of myself and I didn't have it with my last pregnancy. Like, this is wrong. Their test just doesn't work. It's not a good indicator of how my blood sugar is, which is kind of true, but we'll talk about that another time. So what I did the day I got this phone call was I went home for lunch and I ate a usual lunch. I think I had a meatloaf with mashed potatoes and a piece of fruit. And I checked my blood sugar after the hour or two or whatever I was supposed to do after. And it was super high. And I didn't eat any bread. I didn't eat any candy. I didn't eat any sugar. Yes, I had mashed potatoes and fruit, but apparently my body couldn't handle it. And I was so devastated. Like, this to me was the confirmation. This was a meal that was healthy and it should have been something that my body could process. And my body wasn't processing it. And in a time that I was pouring so much into my body with the intention that my body would perform for me as I wanted it to see it in my mind fail was devastating. I literally cried on the couch for an hour. I skipped my next class to cry because my blood sugar was high. Because I had put so much stock in creating a perfect environment to grow a baby, to have the birth that I wanted, that I expected perfection. And while the action of doing those things, of eating well, exercising, getting adjusted, supporting my body, taking birth classes, none of those things were bad. They're all good, actually. And I know it has contributed to the health of my child. But I created an idol out of it, and I expected perfection, and that wasn't fair to me or to the relationship that I had with my body at that time. And that was really hard. And then I was like, Thanksgiving is in 2 weeks. I can't have pie? Pumpkin, you guys, pumpkin pie is my favorite. I love pumpkin pie. I am pretty basic that way. I love fall because of the pumpkin. Forget the cold. Forget the leaves. I want the pumpkin. And then I realized that I was due in January. So I had to go through the last couple weeks of my pregnancy during Christmas time, not eating all the goodies, because honestly, I couldn't handle even mashed potatoes. So then I cried again. And ultimately, it all ended up being okay in the aspect of food, because my incredibly wonderful husband found recipes for things like pumpkin mousse that were sweetened with stevia. And he really made sure that I had options that tasted good and fed my need for pumpkin while still making sure that I kept my blood sugars under control. Because this is the other thing that happened. As soon as I had a gestational diabetes diagnosis, when desiring a VBAC, my midwives were concerned that if I did not diet control, I wouldn't be having a VBAC because the baby would be too big and it's too much of a risk and all these things. So I didn't receive a ton of support from them. It was more of an ultimatum. And like they would check in on my blood sugars like they were homework. But I did receive support in other places. And I want you to know that if this is something you're struggling with, or you've received another diagnosis in pregnancy, or even outside of pregnancy, that you don't feel like you're getting support from your medical-based doctor, that there are other places you can get support. So as soon as this happened, I reached out to my doula, and we went out for coffee to work on my birth plan. And she was just like, you know, Camille, like, you can do anything. This is like 10 weeks. You can do anything. You can do anything for 12 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever it comes out to be. So let's go through how you're going to do it. And she's so supported me through this. She's like, I know that artificial sweeteners aren't the best thing. And I know that you can make the best choice because you have the information, and I know that you will, and I know you'll do it for your baby. And I felt so empowered to have someone believe in me so strongly when I felt like the information I was getting from the medical community was less than ideal. It was doubt, it was ultimatums, with no help, with no support, with no tools, which I should discuss. I did see a dietitian in the hospital system, because that's where my midwife sent me. And it was like a group counseling with three or four other pregnant women. And I remember sitting in the waiting room, and there was this petite pregnant woman next to me eating almonds. She was eating almonds. She was snacking on almonds, just like sweet little snacking on almonds. It's like, okay, like, this is interesting. Then we go in to this room with this nurse / dietitian. I'm not really even sure her credentials. And ultimately, we went through like how to test our blood sugars, like, okay, yep, what ranges it should be in, and how far, you know, like when to start, you know, when your doctor is going to start you on insulin and these things. And then she gave us like a food list. And I'm drinking my water. The pregnant woman next to me is eating almonds. And I kid you not, the food list was all fast food. is how much Taco Bell, how much Subway, and how much Kentucky Fried Chicken you could eat. And I still cannot believe that this woman, this medical professional, was so out of touch with us that she thought that this was going to be the information we needed. Nobody ever asked what we ate. Nobody ever asked what our lifestyle was like. We were just assumed to be eating high sugar cereals and skim milk. And for me, that was not the case. I was eating eggs every morning. How many carbs are in an egg? There's not. The information she gave me was legitimately worse than how I had been eating. And my blood sugars were already out of control. So I left that class and felt completely defeated. Didn't really know what to do. I guess I was just like, I guess I'll just keep doing what I was doing. But I remembered the internet. So I Googled it. I Googled it and I found Lily Nichols, who is a registered dietitian that wrote a book called Real Food for Gestational Diabetes. So she outlined how to balance your meals to support your body and gave you recipes. There was nothing about cereal and fast food, and it's exactly what I was looking for. She had an online class. I just bought the book and read the book, and that was beautiful. I'm sure her online classes are wonderful as well. I just felt like the book had enough information for me that I could do what I needed to do. I went through the medical system. My midwife gave me ultimatums. The dietitian gave me useless information, basically. It was useless information. It was terrible. And I turned elsewhere for support. So first I found support with my doula, who just really more than anything believed in me. She knew that I was capable when I was having moments of doubt. And she helped me believe in my body. And then I found an excellent resource online and a book to give me more tools, to give me healthy options, non-detrimental artificial sweeteners, so I could still have some pumpkin mousse. And my husband supported me with finding recipes that fit within the plan. He cooked a lot of the recipes out of the book that I bought. And then my chiropractor supported me as well. At the time, I was kind of confused. He suggested juicing. And I was like, this doesn't make sense. I can't even eat an orange. But a well-crafted juice with vegetables actually regulates insulin and blood sugar. It seems so counterintuitive, but ultimately the way I like to think about it is that our food is our medicine first. And God gave us what we need in the earth first. God gave us the healing that we need from within our bodies first. And if you do all of that, and it's still not working, that's okay too. So for me, I committed to using the healing within my body, using the medicine given to us through the earth in our food to heal or at least maintain what I had through the end of my pregnancy. And my blood sugars sometimes did get high, but for the most part, I stayed within range. I was able to keep my fasting numbers low enough to not need insulin, which is, if you've ever had gestational diabetes, you will know, the most difficult number to control, because it happens when you're sleeping. You have little to no control over it. I do have some tips and tricks, but it is difficult to control. And I didn't need any insulin. And I carried a healthy baby boy to 41 weeks. And I avoided an induction. I had my unmedicated VBAC that I was wanting. And he was a big boy. He was 10 pounds even. And his blood sugars were good after he was born, which is just such a huge accomplishment. I ultimately had to learn to trust my body, support it from the inside out, use the tools given to me in, you know, from the earth first. And it worked. And I am so eternally grateful for that. It was such a learning experience, and I feel like it has given me an experience to help other people through it. It's not easy. It's not. But I know you can do it. Because I had someone tell me they knew I could do it. I will be here for you to tell you that I know you can do it too.
Thank you so much for joining your host, Dr. Camille, today. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and follow us on Facebook. If you found value in the content provided, please share this with a friend. You never know how far-reaching something you think, say, or do will affect the lives of millions tomorrow.